Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're looking out for love.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. That's Lindsey Buckingham. One man, one guitar. It gets a lot of sound out of that guitar, doesn't it? Great performance if you ever get a chance to see him do that. He's, of course, with Fleetwood Mac. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Anita Rosen is our good friend, longtime 12-year plus member of our Brain Trust, the author of E-Commerce Question and Answer Book, second edition, at least, maybe the third. This is the one I have. The E-Learning 2.0 is one of her other books. She is one of the people we turn to when we want to understand how to build a better strategy online. Anita, thanks again for being here. I remember when social media first became kind of social media and started gaining a little critical mass in the way that we think of it now. And it was somewhere around 2007 to 2008. It really kind of started getting some critical mass there. Facebook and what was the other one? What was the early one that was before Facebook? I forgot.
I'm trying to think about
you know,
it. It was,
you know what I'm talking about? The kids
were
on
it. Yeah, I know. I just can't think of the name.
I know. We're getting old, aren't we? So anyway, and then Twitter and LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. But I said in those days, you know, a lot of people were resisting it because they said this is going to be a fad. And I said no. I said, look, I'm skeptical of this, but only about whether the owners of the platforms, how well they're going to treat you. That's what I'm skeptical about. I'm not skeptical about whether it's going to work. Because I said this may be a craze, but it's not a fad. It's not going to go away. It's only going to get stronger, and that's exactly what's happened. Now, the two areas where there are two platforms that you like a lot, and that we talk a lot about on the show here, and that's Facebook and LinkedIn. I want you to talk to us about that.
Well, they're both social places to go. A lot of people are familiar with Facebook, and they go to very. The same person might be logged into both of them, but they are very different audiences, mm-hmm. even though it's the same person. And one is personal and the other is business. And the reason it's important to small business people is who are you approaching? Are you approaching business people or are you approaching people in their personal lives?
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to sell to people in their personal lives, then you probably want to look at something like Facebook for advertising. If you're business to business, you're talking to people when they're at their office doing business work, then you probably want to be looking at advertising through LinkedIn.
And I want to make sure we
and it's going to be the same person, but the same person,
right.
The same way that you don't like business people calling you at home,
mm-hmm.
is the same way you don't like business people. Wanting to friend you on Facebook. This
right.
is where you have personal stuff. You're talking to your family. You don't
right.
necessarily want business people there.
That's part of the separation. The other separation I want to make sure, in case there are people who are literally starting this working on these things, is when you talk about advertising, folks, she means real advertising that's in the advertising space, not where you slip a call to action into a community communication. And which is something that's not proper, not appropriate.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, I mean real advertising.
Real
ads. The thing you have to understand, and I've tried advertising and done campaigns on both for two different areas of my life, one where I'm going after the consumer market, the other where I'm going after business to business. You're not going to get leads in either one of them, I find.
Mm-hmm.
The social media, people typically aren't going there to buy. They're going there.
Right.
You go to Facebook to connect with your friends.
So what are you doing it for? Brand building?
Brand building.
Mm-hmm.
You typically mm-hmm. don't. People, you
awareness.
That's not where you go.
Yeah. It's not
going to sell to people.
It's not going to move the needle as much as you'd like for it to.
Right.
So it's advertising. It is an ad. It's in the ad space. It's
awareness.
It's clearly ads. You're paying for it. But it won't move the needle like, say, a call to action would in a newspaper or radio.
Or, you know, if you want to stay online, I find if I want to sell something, I use Google AdWords. Because people are going to the search, and they're searching for something.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, you know...
So you think Google AdWords moves the needle, is more likely to move the needle than Facebook or LinkedIn?
Yeah, I have found that that's to be the case.
Very interesting.
Yes. Where I find that LinkedIn and Facebook give me brand awareness. Because people are there.
Which brings me to a question about what the ad should look like. If that's the case, if we're conceding to that, then you want to make your ad be more about brand building than call to action, probably.
Correct.
Right? So,
correct.
Which makes it fit the eye of what the person and those sites are going to be likely to be comfortable with.
What a lot of people click on and what's become very successful, and it's there's a lot of controversy over that, is a lot of these online newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
They will advertise, you know, like, learn more about this, or a picture, you know, and that's interesting. So you click on it and you go over to their site. So they'll put that in the feed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay for that to be in the feed.
Very interesting. That's a very interesting analysis that you just gave us,
right,
Anita. That's we talked a lot about this, but I really appreciate the experience that you had there with Facebook, LinkedIn, and Google AdWords, folks. Think about that, especially if you know Facebook and LinkedIn are going to be more likely to give you brand building, not so much move the needle, the call to action needle. If you're accepting that, and that's what you're going to do, make sure your ad is focused on that. Don't waste an ad by trying to do a heavy call to action if it's not going to happen. Soften it up a little bit with a brand building message. Tintail, right back with Anita Rosen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.